Blog Talk Radio. Welcome.
God bless you. Good to have you. Welcome, this is Blog Talk Radio with your host, Bishop Poole. We're here again, and amen, call a friend and tell a friend, amen, that today's subject, tonight's subject, how to work your faith in Christ. We have some great testimonies and great prayers for you, amen. Tune in, amen, call someone, let them know, amen, Jesus brought you through. God bless you. Amen. We're here. Amen. Again, this is not a mistake that you tuned in or wherever you might be. Amen. This is Doctrine of Truth. We believe in and always desire to search. Amen. To get the ground root truth. Amen. To find out the truth. Amen. From the ground root levels, the testimonies that you have gone through, the things that God had put you through and you stood and you held on to your faith. Amen. It works for you. And we want to know tonight through your testimony, amen, what you can do and what did you do, amen, that brought you through. Amen. In the background, you have a great gospel group, all the gospel messengers. Amen. They will be in the local area after a while, the gospel messengers, and they will give you the testimony how God brought them through. Amen. You can dial 1-855-236-2252, 1-855-236-2252, toll free number 1-347-215-8816. Amen. The subject is how to work your faith. How to work your faith. Amen. Everybody have a portion of faith. Every man have a portion of faith. Amen. Every man have a portion of faith. Amen. But what did you do, amen, with your faith? Did you give it to God? Did you give it to man? Amen. To the machine, to the money? Amen. What did you do with your faith? Amen. He will bring you, the gospel messengers say that, you know, Jesus will bring you through.
My son got shot. I said, son, I will bring
Sometimes we saints of God, we forget that God, amen, is a powerful word, amen, that is, we overlook that God will bring us through. I went through this and I went through that, amen. But he always there. He's there. Amen. Who are you trusting in? Amen. How to work your faith? Amen. The gospel messengers, amen, out of West Palm Beach, Florida, will be in the local area. Amen. We will be announcing that from time to time. In the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, very familiar to many. Amen. The Bible says that, amen, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the world was framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. God testified of his gifts, and by it he's being dead, yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to him must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. We read that again, Hebrews 11. But without faith it is impossible to please him. They're talking about God. And Jesus Christ his son. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Amen. We can't let our mind and our conscience just flow along and go along with anybody that they say they know about God, amen, but their life is not showing, amen, that there's so much negativity in their life, amen. It's so much religion of atheism arising up, amen. God's people, we cannot mingle with that, because your circle should be around positive-minded people. Because that when we pray, when we come to God, amen, when we pray, you pray into God, the Father, creator of heaven and earth. When we come before his throne, come before him in prayer, we know that he is. Amen. As the Bible says, when you come to God, you must believe that he is. You're not just doing a form of praying, amen, like the Pharisees and the different groups, amen. No. You come into God because you know he is. And that's why, amen, when you pray, you come to God. And when we come to God, we believe that he is, and he's a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. Amen. It's one of these things of the gospel messengers. She had a battle with cancer. Amen. We're going to share a little bit of her song. And we'll be back. We're hoping that she'll call in, amen, tonight. This lady had a battle of cancer, and God brought her out. Amen. She made a vow to God. Amen. And God brought her out. Amen. This was all about. This was about prayer. Amen. And making a vow to God and staying with God. When we come to God, we have put our trust and we put our time and energy, amen, into God. And we loving him and we sharing with him. And when we come to God, we shall believe that he is. He is. And he's a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. All right, we have a caller. Amen. 561 6193. God bless you. You're on the air.
Hey, Bishop Poon.
Yes, sir, Brother Jerry. Good to have you. Good to have you.
How you doing?
We was talking about your group, The Gospel Messenger.
Praise the Lord.
And the subject, amen, it was what we're talking about tonight is how to work your faith. How the Gospel Messengers, during the years y'all been together, amen. Let me play just a little bit of this song. Since we, I know you know
they've been together about 30 years.
No, we'll get. Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute.
Okay.
Yes, she have a testimony. She can sing a song. She praise God. Amen. And what can you say about this blessing God has given her?
God has given her a blessing that you wouldn't believe, but you would believe because you are a Christian man.
Yes, sir.
She was down with cancer, and she prayed. Her grandson wrote that song for her.
Okay.
Reverend McFadden.
Mm-hmm.
And after he wrote the song, they cut it. And after that, I became their booking manager.
Okay.
And I asked God, I said, help me to be able to help the groups that are out here that haven't got the recognition that they need in order to serve you as you would like.
Mm.
And they came to me one night and asked me would I be their booking manager. And I said, of course I will. And that song, of course they have many more on there, but that song has taken them places that God meant for them to go. They are going to Rocky Mountain, North Carolina. They were invited up there to a gospel revival. That's where Lance Allen, Luther Bond, Shirley Caesar, all those people will be there. And we were invited up there. And that's what I asked God to do for me. For them.
All right. All right. All right, Brother Jerry. We thank God bless you. Amen. But Sister Betty, come on. Hopefully, we'll have her give a little talk, and we thank God for you, because this subject we're studying is how to work your faith, and amen. And God really worked through her and through you.
Yes, He did.
Amen. Because God wants His glory. He want to get the glory.
Yes, He did.
Yes, sir. God bless you. God bless you. All right.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Yes.
Always. God bless you. Amen. That's a missing link with all of us, amen, that are listening. Amen. When Jesus always was moving, He wasn't in one spot. When He came here on earth, His disciples were always moving around, going from one place to another. Amen. And He was always expressing that I'm about my Father's will. I'm about to do God's will. And sometimes we overlook the fact, amen, if we're doing it for God, he'll make it work. We just have to hold on. Amen. We have to hold on and believe in Him. Those that Hebrews said in Hebrews 11 chapter, that when you come to God, you must believe He is. No matter what other people say, you must believe that He is. Amen. If you believe that He is, when you talk to Him, amen, He will reward you for those that seek you. God bless you. We have a caller, 954, last four digit 4427. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop.
Yes, sir.
It's nice to be on the call again. I just wanted to say, Bishop, you know, when at some time in our lives, most of us have had an opportunity to hear the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And you live long enough, you're going to get to a point through your experience and what's happened around you. Maybe some of the people you knew that passed away.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get to a point when whatever word is in you, you want to build on that word, because you're smart enough to know you didn't get here by yourself.
All right.
And if there's anything you need to do, you need to build on the word that you have in you. Because if you're going to make it in the future, you're certainly not going to do it by yourself. And by now, you know that you can't make it by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so a person will start building on whatever word they have in them so that they know that, hey, I've got to increase my faith. And the only way I can increase my faith, I got to get into the word of God.
Okay.
Because what little bit I had is not going to take me into the future if I don't build on it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. All right. God bless you. We have to put that in our agenda. Those that are listening as well. Amen. You can't settle for John 3:16 all your life. Amen. You got to, you know, you got to keep adding and adding. Amen. God's word. Amen. And take His word and. James said that, amen, he believed God, and he said, I show you, I believe in God. Then he started doing something about his problem, amen. But God is an equation, amen. God is an equation, amen. All right, God bless you. We have any other callers, you can dial 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. And we'll be glad to. Technician will type you in. Amen. If you have a testimony or if you have a word that you want to share, amen, with the audience. Amen. We're talking about faith, and there's a missing link somewhere, amen, in people, and you, if you listen to others, that's why faith comes by hearing, and we so thankful to those that come forth, amen, and want to share what God had given them and how God had taken them through, we want you to take this, and, amen, write it down or store it. Maybe you can go back later on and share this broadcast with others. Go to your computer and you can sign in. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Amen. For Doctrine of Truth. Amen. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Amen. Look for Doctrine of Truth. I'm there. Amen. You can listen to the entire program and many more. And this is what faith is about. Amen. Hearing others. Because we all have a portion of faith. Amen. If anyone that, amen, would like to share, amen. So the better said that God had brought her through the cancer. I'm quite sure that many others, amen. Some are listening now that feel that you don't see tomorrow. The Bible says, amen, in the psalmist that, amen, joy come in the morning. Amen. Weeping may do for a night, but time move things on, and joy comes in the morning. Amen. In the morning time when, amen, always hold on to God, trusting in Him. Because when you come into, you taking your problem, your situation to God, and when you take it to God, amen, you know you come into Him. You come into God, and don't let no one shake your faith, amen, that there is no God. No. We're Christian, and when we left, amen, we left all the problems and situations, and we come to realize that there is a real God. There is a real God, and he's able to solve our problems, amen, by working through people and with people. And don't let the enemy or anyone else say to you, your problem is not big enough or God don't know about it. According to St. John 21, amen, in 25th verse, amen, John said that, and there are also many other things which Jesus did, to which if they should be written, every one, I suppose even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. So if someone going through something and people been telling you, or the negativities when been telling you, amen, the unlearned ones been telling you, oh, you know, that's not in the Bible or whatever, amen. If the enemy is forcing things on you, God knows about it. God knows about it. Amen. It might be something that, amen, is not even written in the Bible for his miracles. But Jesus did some other things. But what is here is written for our learning. Amen. To build up our faith. All the miracles in the gospel according to John, amen, is there to build your faith. To build your faith. It doesn't say faith at all. It says belief. Belief, belief, belief. And there's over 50 times you will find the word belief in the gospel of God, in the gospel according to John, because God want to build your faith. So if you have a problem, you're dealing with faith, and you say, well, I don't know. I don't know this. I don't know that. Amen. Well, you need, that's why we go to God. God knows everything. One man don't have it all. One man doesn't have it all. Amen. What he has, amen, he's very good at what he has, but he doesn't have it all. Amen. So when you go to God, amen, and you begin to study the Bible, it builds. It builds. Like the, amen, the last brother saying how to, you build on what you know and constantly building. And you read the word is spiritual. And it begin to add, amen, it begin to add to your life and encouraging you, amen, concerning Jesus Christ. Amen. If anyone else have a testimony concerning faith, you did a faith walk with God, and amen, you held on. You held on. We know some are going through things now, and you fear because of the economy. Amen. God, haven't heard your prayer of jobs. Yes, he has. He has heard your prayer. Amen. What you have to understand, amen, God knows tomorrow. He know he's omnipotent, he's all-knowing, he's everywhere, he's all-powerful. Amen. He knows what's valuable for you and what is important to you. Hebrews, Matthew 7 and 7 say, seek. And that is one of the way you can work your faith, by research. By research. Amen. God's people, when he told, he gave a commission, go. Amen. It's not for us to just sit around and just mope around and accept any kind of information. Amen. Because Peter expressed the fact that the devil is like a roaring lion. He's going around seeking who he may devour. So if he's moving around and whatever the enemy is out doing, and he's out there trying to distract, destroy, amen, it's something about that. It's very important to you, so the enemy knows he don't want you to have that. He doesn't want you to be encouraged. He doesn't want you to be, amen, uplifted. It's something is going to build your faith. That's going to bring you through. The missing link of faith is action, moving. Calling. Matthew 7 and 7 says, seek and you'll find. Amen. Researching, researching. Calling, knocking. Amen. Asking. Amen. Be vigilant. Amen. We have computers, we have telephones, we got email, we got text messages. Amen. You have so much information. Amen. Use it. Use it for the glory of God, as well as God wants you to have victory. He wants you to be victorious. Amen. Try God. crucified Jesus. He's still there. He's active. Amen. He's all about us. And he's about you. You could dial one. Press one on your phone. You have something to say. We'd be glad to hear from you. Press 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. 1-855-236-2252. 1-347-215-8816. Amen. God works through people. He'll bring someone up to you, and you might not know who they are, where they come from. Amen. But what you've been looking for, the Bible says, out of mouth of two or three witnesses, Proverbs talks about in the multitudes, amen, of the multitudes of counselors, there's safety. That'll give you insurance to know, amen, that God is going to further your answer, your strength, your health, your finance, amen, your life through other people. Amen. Number one, believing in God. Believing in God. Jesus said, have faith in God. Amen. We believe in him. Now I've been reminded, amen, through the Holy Spirit, this man called Cornelius in the 10th chapter of Acts. And those of you that believe in God, amen, you should remain there. You got to build on that. Don't let no one take from you, amen, that God does not exist. Maybe you best just starting out now and really as a baby, you feel you might not know all the chapters and verses, and you might not have a different type of Bible with the references, and amen, you might not have a good study Bible, but you know God exists. You know God exists. Amen. This man called Cornelius at the beginning of the Bible, I mean, time of the church, 10th chapter. Amen. The Bible said there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion, an Italian band. He was a devout man, one that loved God and feared God with all his house. Amen. And he gave alms to the people and prayed to God always. Are you Cornelius? Are you connected somewhere? Do you have a mentor like Cornelius? Amen. Always helping people and always communicating with God. You know, humming a song, a hymn. Amen. Praising God. And amen. It might not be in the denomination that you like this person to be in. Amen. But they'll stand toe-to-toe with you talking about God. Amen. They're enjoying God. Amen. And what God would do, he will send someone to further their faith. He will send someone, amen, to increase their walk with him. Amen. So praying and giving to God, amen, are the steps. Giving to help people. This man gave alms to people. The needy, amen. We're always willing to help someone, amen. And not only that, but he gave alms, but he was always praying, prayer meeting, having some kind of prayer. Be glad to go to prayer. You know what God did? He sent old man Peter, chief apostle. He had to cross all the prejudice and different things he had to do, but he came to him. Amen. God will do this for you. Amen. Just press one on your phone and our technician will get to you. Amen. And we're glad to have you talking about how to work your faith. Maybe something that has happened, something that you've gone through. Amen. How God helped you and you knew, amen, it was God. Amen. We always like to hear good testimony. Scriptures, song. All right, we have a caller on area code 305. 0226, the last four digits. God bless you. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bishop, and radio audience. How are you doing this evening, Bishop?
Yes, sir. God bless you. Good to have you. Good to have you.
Yes, Bishop. I wasn't about to talk or say anything, but after listening to so far the broadcast, I was just moved to just give my testimony because it was a testimony that ran about a 17-year span of time. Back around 1996, thereabouts, I was diagnosed with low-grade prostate cancer. And we all know that prostate cancer is a slow-growing disease, and it's a really terrible killer of mankind today. I declined to have any type of treatment done because the morning I was to see my urologist to determine what my PSA outcome had come to, I received a scripture from the Lord in prayer, Psalm 27. And Psalm 27 has been very dear to me ever since that time. And I'm coming, I think, probably the third verse where it says, when your enemy comes upon you to eat up your flesh, they stumble and they fall. And when that scripture in prayer, I read that morning, it just struck me as something God was saying to me. So I went into the urologist's office, cancer, okay. He gave me all the options, prostatectomy, which was at that time back in 1996 thereabouts, was not very good diagnosis because of what was available for technologically wise. And, of course, we all want God to do a miracle healing in our lives when it comes to something like a cancer. And he does that.
Right.
However, what was really fascinating about the whole 17-year journey was that the next Sunday I went to church, this was maybe a Wednesday or Thursday, I don't remember which day it was, our choir stood up and sang Psalm 27. I'd never heard them sing that before.
Praise God.
And then I was working a shift from like 4 o'clock to midnight, and I was able to get off a little earlier, and we were having a revival. And I said, you know, let me just go to church tonight because I can get off and go to revival. And I got there, and the young lady stood up reading a scripture, and she read Psalm 27. We left church one Sunday and went up to Riviera Beach. Got there running really rapidly, trying to get there quickly on time. Psalm 27. I was in Europe, Bishop.
Yes, sir.
Psalm 27. There were after this diagnosis, there were at least 7 or 8 different times when Psalm 27 just appeared. When God gave that to me through these seemingly coincidences, which they weren't obviously, it told me that God says, I've got your back.
Yes.
So over the 17 years, my family would look at me and say, are you okay? I'm fine. Mm-hmm. And I had a situation where, I'll be brief, where I had back problems. And I went to my primary physician, and I said, Doc, I've got back problems. The pain, what's going on, you know? And he said to me, Mr. Williams, with your medical background, prostate cancer metastasizes in the back. So I said, Lord, you gave me Psalm 20, so I know I'm healed.
Right.
That would try to shake me. It ended up being 2 herniated discs, L4, L5, S1. My PSA level went from a high of 42 to where it is now at 2.5. What happened was back in 2012, my daughter had a dream. She's a born-again believer. Saying, Dad, I saw you in a dream. You were sickly and all bent over. What about this cancer? So I went to the Lord, and the Lord gave me a scripture in Ecclesiastes saying that to every man is given a judgment, a time of judgment. So I said, Lord, let me just go check this out. Urologist checked it out. Cancer was still prevalent. What happened was I was able to see a radiation oncologist, and the radiation oncologist said to me, Mr. Williams, you made the right decision 16 years ago because the technology that they had then was not available today, something called intensified modulated radiation therapy, IMRT. The therapy before was cancer. The radiation shoots at the cancer cell in the prostate, and it damages all other cells. Radiation therapy, IMRT, it targets only the cancer in the prostate, kills it, and that's it. Other cells are intact. Today, from 42 PSA down to a mere 2.5, my oncologist says we're going to get you down to under 1. Nobody but God kept me for 17 years strictly in his word. His word said, when your enemy comes upon you, to eat up your flesh, they will stumble and they fall. God mm-hmm. said it, he promised it, he did it. I consider
yes,
myself
sir.
A cancer survivor because of God's word, Psalm 27. Any word that God gives you. And I just want to read one scripture and I'm going to close from
okay.
Proverbs 22. This stood out very, very, this is also just as potent to me as any other scripture. It says, bow down your ears, hear the words of the wise, 22:17, and apply thy heart to my knowledge. For it is a pleasant thing if thou keep them within thee. They shall with all be fitted into thy lips. That thy trust may be in the Lord, I have made known to thee this day, even to thee. Have not I written to thee excellent things in counsels and knowledge, that I might make thee to know the certainty of the words of truth, that thou mightest answer the words of truth to them that send unto thee. God has allowed us to go through many situations in our lives by faith
yes,
so that we can go to individuals and tell them the goodness of God. And I'm going to close right now after this statement here. It says in 21, that I might make thee to know the certainty of the words of truth. And this part stands out, that thou mightest answer the words of truth to them that send unto thee.
Mm-hmm.
It's not saying to them that call thee. It's not saying to you to go to them, but them that send unto you, them that are calling you. I'm going to close with this statement. I believe, Bishop, that when we go out to the market, to shop, service station, to the store, wherever
okay.
we go, we are on a divine mission. The person that we meet, the cashier we meet, the individual we run into in the shopping center or the mall, that person has called you to be a witness
okay.
to them.
Okay.
That thou okay. might that thou mightest answer the words of truth to them that send unto you. They're sending for us. We should not let these occurrences when we meet people be just coincidental. No, we're on a mission to tell someone about Jesus. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We got to put that in the can. We got to can some and, amen, hide some in our heart. Hebrews say, hide it in our heart. Amen. Amen. God is a time God. He knows when. He knows where. Amen. So we should not be impatient. God bless you. God bless you. Dr. Erico 305 again. Eric Eric. The last four digit 4271. Yes, sir.
God bless you, Bishop.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're coming
I'm
in.
I'm enjoying the testimonies and what different ones are saying. You know, all I can say is that excuse me, faith is believing. And that's what it is.
Yes.
And I find that Jesus said if you can believe, he said all things are possible.
Mm-hmm.
But you know that
mm-hmm.
faith, the God kind of faith, it works by love. Now,
okay.
God, John said there, if how can you say you love God and
okay.
hate your brother?
Mm-hmm.
So by
mm-hmm.
Jesus putting us together
mm-hmm.
is where the working of faith is. You see, that's what it's all about when we come together and pray or we have targets of prayer. You see,
mm-hmm.
it ain't
mm-hmm.
so much the praying. It's us coming together. We are doing what the Lord has told us to do. Isn't that
okay.
that's up? And so,
yes,
so that's it. You know, there's a great demonstrations of it. But
mm-hmm.
but you gotta it's all believing in God, and see
mm-hmm.
Jesus, he is our faith because he came to what do and express what God sent for us to know. You see,
mm-hmm.
God gave him to the whole world, and see he
mm-hmm.
is. And if you really want something from God, come go to Jesus.
Yes.
Now it's amazing how God. Work things, he heals and he delivers from different situations even when you don't believe because he's God. See, he is love, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But what he's doing, he does that for the world to know, for the world to know that Jesus have come. You see? So this is where we are today. We don't live by our doings or what have you. We walk by faith. You see?
Yeah.
And it's not how much you can see, but it's how much you can do. Now, I say this, faith comes by hearing. Now, that sounds good, don't it?
Okay?
But hearing has to come by the word of God. So it's true in what you're saying, Bishop. The communicating, amen, is from God wants to communicate with us more, you see. So we respond to what God has said, you see. Most times, I find this. I've been known to teach me to pray. I just want to have a whole lot of things to say to him and all that. And one day I just opened and almost fell apart. I said, Lord, I done prayed all I know how to pray, I just don't know what to say now. And I didn't know that's what he really was. He just wanted me to come. You see? He just wanted me to exhibit the faith. See, if you come to him, he already know what's on your mind. You see? Well, just that coming is what pleased him. So faith pleases God. Now, I say this undone. When you say faith pleases God, you only see that Jesus, God said, please him. You see what I'm saying? So Christ is our faith. So what we have to do is work this thing. We work this thing through hearing what he said, hearing what he let hide the word in our heart, and then we walk in it. We obey it. So we believe it, and we work it but through obedience. And God, he's doing the thing all the time, but you got to believe just that. And I thank God for that brother who just did that testimony because, man, that
yes,
was
sir.
Potent. I felt what he was saying right there because, boy, let me tell you something. You better have the Lord when you go to the hospital these days. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, Bishop, that's my take on faith because I've been looking at this thing and somebody said, well, you walk up on the chair there and you got to have faith to sit down. Now, that ain't the God kind of faith. Amen.
Right.
That ain't the God kind of faith. The God kind of faith is, amen, you save and you sanctify and you sitting in that chair. Ain't that so? So that's the God kind of faith. Because if you don't be able to get up, Jesus said, some of you gonna fall in the devil. Some of you ain't gonna make it. He said, but don't worry about it. Now you talk about faith. He said, don't worry about it. He said, but in the last day, I'm gonna raise you up. Thank you, Bishop.
Praise God. Bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We're gonna hear your testimony one day. Amen. Amen. Some great, great inspirations going on tonight. Amen. You can make it. Amen. You can make it. Amen. These great callers. We all experience things, and you know the world been saying, have it done now. Have it done now. Come back tomorrow. You got an appointment. We'll do it. How much time? Well, don't worry about it, sir. You'll be out here in 20 minutes. You'll be out. Everything will be all over. You won't feel nothing. Amen. But God knows what tomorrow is going to bring. And he knows you might not be ready. The body might not be ready. Amen. The circumstances, the technology. That's why we rest in God. Amen. We know you should be able to rest. Hebrews said we should rest. Rest. Some don't rest because of unbelief. But we have to rest. Amen. Totally give it to him. And just let him have the situation. Hebrews 11:6 said, without faith it's impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God. Amen. I would call it with saying, you just come to him. You just come to him. Come to him. And you know who you're coming to. You know he's alive and well. Amen. There's a song that's saying that I know he lived, the birds sang, and amen. Hebrews, Romans 12 and 3 says that, "For I say through the grace given unto me, every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according to God has dealt with every man a measure of faith." Amen. All of us got a measure. You got a measure. Amen. We have another caller, area code 352, last four digits 0333. God bless you. You're on the air.
God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you, El. Good to have you.
Yes, sir. I was. It's been good. It's been good. I've been listening, and what came to mind was Ephesians 6 and verse 16. It says, "Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith we shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked." And what I see is that faith is, it's a belief. Everything comes against your belief, against God, against His Word. And so what it does, it will try to work against that you believe. That everything comes. And so it's so important that we do encourage one with our testimonies. And the doctors are telling us one thing, and those unbelievers or half-believers are telling us another, not to believe what they're saying. And so we have to stand with one another. Like it said in the first part, it says, "Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord." He was telling us for a purpose, because we know that we got to go against all these things with our faith that we believe. And like the pastor said earlier, the brother said earlier, he said, you know, about his testimony, he believed no matter what God said, no matter what came against him. And that's what faith is about, is trusting God and loving Him at the same time, because faith is produced by His love. And so we have to understand that the greatness of God is through His faith and through believing in Him, no matter what comes against us. And I'm so glad. I just want to tell a quick testimony of myself, is that in 2007, I had one operation on my neck, and I couldn't talk for about a year and a half. I couldn't talk. They stretched my vocal cords. But I talk, but when I talk, I sound like a woman, because they stretched them so hard. And they said in a couple of days it was supposed to come back, but it didn't. It took me about a year and a half for my voice to come back. And while I was in the hospital, they gave me these steroids, and I started getting growths on my body. Within a week, I started getting all these growths. And they told me that if I didn't continue to take this medication, it was going to make me worse. So God had spoke to me and told me not to take this medication no more, because it made me real... It made me real agitated. It made me couldn't stand sunlight. I couldn't stand noise. I couldn't stand nothing. And so God had told me not to take it. So I had about six doctors, and I don't know how many nurses tell me, "You got to take it. You got to take it." And so when I got out of the hospital, I went to go see my neurologist. And my neurologist, when I walked into, because I wasn't supposed to be able to walk with the thing I have in my spine called transverse myelitis. And when I walked into the doctor's office, my neurologist, he told me, he said, "You know," he said, "there's somebody above watching over you. This is a doctor, unbeliever." Right. He's telling me something like this. So my faith kept me. The word of God kept me. I believed in what God told me. And I'm still able to walk today, and I thank God for that. And that's what faith does. It conquers those things that are uncommon, goes against the natural things, and it becomes supernatural in our lives. So I thank God for it. God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you. God bless you. Wonderful, wonderful. Oh, God, we got some heavenly, heavenly, heavenly movement today. God, if people say God is dead, then you tell them they need to get with this program. Amen. They need to go into www.blogtalkradio.com /JCI Ministries and listen to these great men and women of God. Amen. Explain that God's still alive. He's not dead. He's still alive. And He will communicate with you. Amen. He will direct you. He will encourage you. Amen. For the right time, for the right moment. Amen. We can make mistakes. We can make errors. Amen. But if we hold on, because He knows what's best for us. There's one thing. I heard a statement. Amen. It might not be scripture, but it's true. Amen. Once you think about it, say, when God moves, amen, He moves sure. Amen. He moves slow, but when He moves, it's sure. There's no backing up when He moves. What He does, you can say, well, God did this for me. God did this for me. Amen. God bless you and any other caller. Amen. Come on in, and we'd be glad to have you. Come on in, and amen. Maybe just to say that you enjoy the program, and you thank God for the for these men and women and God's encouragement to spread the gospel. And this is what God wants. He wants us to share with others. There's a generation coming up today, amen. Some of them don't even know about God. They haven't been told there's an alternative to life. There's life. They're spinning their wheels. They're not sure. Amen. They love pleasure, the God of pleasure. Amen. And the God of money, they're not sure. But we have the alternative. Amen. We have the answer. Let them know. Amen. With Paul, the gospel according to John, and last elder say as well, that we also have to be aware, amen, of the enemy. We have to be aware of that. Amen. In our focus that since we on earth, there will become negative words and negative people will come and talk against you and, amen, want to disencourage you. And, amen. Because they have their own person. Amen. They have their own profit in mind. Amen. They want to use you and direct you. Amen. But God, He's still here, and He wants His children. Amen. What would be a good father, the son or daughter come to them and ask them for a glass of water, and he would pour out sand in their hand? That's not it. Amen. God wants to give. Amen. He wants to give us good things, and He know how to do it. His ways not like our ways. Amen. He will bring benefits to you. Maybe it might be some treasures that we want to have things done right now. But God said, "Well, my son and my child don't know about this, but if I let it be done this way, amen." He can grab all the benefits that the world has hidden in this healing, hidden in this type of problem. I can give him more than just, amen, one direction or just one cure. God want to make you whole. That's one thing. God does things good and do it very good. Amen. When he comes with light. Amen. He comes with power. He comes with assurance. Amen. He want to bring joy when he comes. Amen. The fiery darts of the enemy, but faith is a shield. Faith say no. When I know my God is real. I know my God is real. Amen. Jesus had done, and according to John, amen, our time is getting away. According to John, 21st chapter and the 25th verse. Now, when I read this, amen, this brought joy to my heart, and I love it. Every time I read it and I think about it, amen, that the gospel according to John said that, amen, John said, I suppose even the world itself could not attain the books that should be written about the many things that Jesus did. There's so many things Jesus is doing. Many of you can testify, amen, how you got in the car late, amen, and something happened and you know it was God. You know, it might be little small things, amen. And you might say, oh, that's not written in the Bible. It's not. No, Christ is with you. He can give you a word. Amen. He can give you a dream, a vision, and tell you how to do things. Amen. Those of you that are seeking, amen, financial gain, if you pray and ask him, say, Lord, what can I do? How can I use my skills, amen, to better support my home, my family? He'll give it to you. The Holy Ghost will give it to you. The Holy Ghost will give you a pattern. He will give you, amen, how to use your skills. He'll tell you what to do and where to go. Amen. He'll let you know where the corn is. He'll let you know it's corn in Egypt. Amen. Get out of your town. Get on the bus or train. And, amen. And go down here. You find what you're looking for. Amen. Because the Bible says, seeking, you'll find. Knocking the door be open. So God, he will supply your need according to his riches and glory. And he has many riches. Amen. So don't limit yourself, your faith. Don't limit God. Amen. But he will not put nothing on you, no more you can bear. In other words, he don't want you to stretch out beyond what you don't believe God can do and what you think. No. You don't put yourself in that position. Amen. Because the enemy is looking for that. Don't let him push you out there like that. Amen. Whatever you believe in, whatever you ask God, if he give you a positive word, a dream, four or five people talk to you about that, amen, that is your position. That is your position. Amen. God bless you. We're always good. Amen. We're going to be praying for your success. Amen. I know you're going to be successful. I pray for those that participate on these calls and because God gave me this to further the gospel, contact with other people. Amen. Like when the brother was saying that, amen, people have been coming to us. Amen. When we meet someone, amen, it's our job to talk with them about Christ. Talk to them about Christ. Amen. We've been featuring, amen, the gospel messengers. Amen. The gospel messengers. Amen. There are many other groups out there have been holding on to God. They haven't crossed the fence and haven't sold out. Amen. The musicians haven't sold out to the world for money and fame. Amen. They stayed with God. Amen. Many of you, wherever you are, wherever you're going through, amen, your family is going through, have faith for them. When prayer, people believe in all these horror movies and Halloween and different things, how to, you know, the zombies and all of this, they know there's a spirit. They know the spirit moves and agitate and be involved in other things. Also, God have angels have more powerful than all these demons and devils down here. They bring diseases, but God has power. Amen. Jesus got all power. Some disease come through, you know, evil spirits because people disobey God. Amen. And put themselves in harm's way. Amen. But you need the shelter of God. If you don't have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, what are you waiting on? What are you waiting on? Accept him as your Lord and Savior. Find a church home that believe in the full gospel of death, burial, and resurrection, and water baptism, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Because that's what Jesus did. Jesus brought all of this for our victory. Amen. We like to pray, Father, we thank you right now for what you're doing, Lord. We thank you for many things that you do to the listeners of the gospel, Lord. We thank you for their coming and their going. And, Lord, we thank you for the power of God that you exhibit in this program. And, Lord, and we thank you for how you're touching the hearts of men. And, Lord, we ask you through your Son, Jesus Christ, oh, God, continue to bring deliverance. Continue to bring love and kindness among these people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we rebuke Satan's hand, all drugs, all diseases, oh God, the financial problems that they go through. God, we declare victory in the name of Jesus. Lord, we declare victory. We declare, amen, that your power will go forth. And Lord, we thank you. And this we ask. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. We're closing. Holding on the gospel messengers. Amen. Tonight, today, wherever you are, we thank God for you. Continue to pray for one another. Tell a friend. Amen. To tune in.